Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Whose report will you believe? I believe in the report of the Lord.
Look not to the things of this world, but look to the things of me. For the things of this world are of no help to you, but the things that are of me will help you and guide you and direct you in the days ahead.
For the end is here. God is revealing the hidden word to His church today, and you need to know it.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I was thinking on the rainbow, that beautiful arch in the sky, after or even during a storm. Genesis 9:13-14 says, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. The rainbow is a beautiful token of God's covenant with man, after cleansing the world of its sin by a worldwide flood. Of course, we all know Jesus came to cleanse the earth of its sins for all time after that. But those that refuse him won't receive his cleansing. And it seems ironic that the gay community has claimed the rainbow as their symbol to tarnish its beauty. Well, as long as they remain in their lifestyles, they have broken that covenant with God. And they are back in the same place we were before the flood. And believe me, there are other things besides flooding that can bring complete destruction of our planet. My friends, get right and get ready. Jesus is coming. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Thank you, Sister Sharon. I pray our listeners had an ear to hear there. Praise the Lord, my friends. As Sister Sharon and I expose the faults, are you ready to hear about the truth? I pray that you are, for this is the Prophecy Power Half Hour. And on this program, you actually get to hear prophecy from prophets called by God, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. And please know that the I Am has sent Brother Johnson and Sister Sharon unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual. And as such, we need your support, especially right now as support has fallen off, in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. Wednesday nights may need to be canceled very soon. We believe one person can make a difference. So just think of what can be done if you partner with us. No matter how small your support, it counts. Believe us, it counts. Please pray about becoming a WOW, W-O-W, WOW, Walk on Water, Signs Radio Spiritual Sponsor. The need is great. This one man, one woman ministry needs your help right now. Write box 122 today, won't you? The full address is heard at the end of this program. Bless you, bless you, bless you, and thank you, our friends. Now for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, titled, To Whose House Do You Belong? Hebrews chapter 3, verses 6 through 8. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. My dear listening friends, as saved ones, whose Lord is Jesus, we are his house, and he, Christ, is our Lord over us, whose house we are. Amen. Now that little word that comes next, if, is actually a very big if. For this is what follows that big if in verse 6. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Holding fast is important. With confidence is important. Rejoicing in hope is important. But, do not forget standing firm unto the end, which is the most important. Let me repeat, do not forget to stand firm unto the end, which is most important. Amen. So, my dear friends, hearken ye to what the Holy Ghost saith. If ye will hear his voice, very important, harden not your hearts. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is truly at hand, so get right with God while you still can. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:3.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children.
I Am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For there shall be a short period of rest now, saith the Lord, that you may contemplate on what I have told you and what I have said, and the warnings that I have given you that have now come upon the earth. A short period of rest, a period of silence, a silence not unlike the time just before my wrath will be poured out upon the earth at the seventh seal. So pay attention to it and think, saith the Lord.
Will you spare yourself of the judgment to come? I say unto you, O peoples of the earth, to spare yourself of the wrath of God that will be poured out in the days to come. I say unto you to come and to step out of your realm and step into my realm. Open your eyes and open your ears that you might hear what the Lord says unto you. For my words are true, and they are justified in those who walk therein, says the Lord.
My. Some programs call themselves prophecy programs, but you never hear a word of prophecy on those programs. Not so on True Truth, Signs of the Times. The false church has set its course, but the true believers have also set their course. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, our friends, Arlene from Minnesota, CBK Illinois, Gator Florida, and Alex Virginia have heard God and sent in their WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water, spiritual love gifts to sponsor Signs programming. Thank you, our friends. We truly appreciate you. You heard from God. You obeyed and mailed your love gift, helping the Signs bank account that pays for Signs programs, which is very low. Satan is always trying to close this program down, don't you know? If you do not want that, send him notice by sending a love gift to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. That address repeats at the end of this program. Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening tonight to this program. Lord, please touch them. Touch their hearts with the true truth. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, our friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Prophecy Through Time. Now, the prophecy news behind the news. With my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchmen's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
When the whole world has drones, will U.S. political leaders be likely to be targeted and assassinated? Today, U.S. political and military leaders may have the technological upper hand, as they say, in terms of emerging unmanned aerial vehicles, UAV technology. But what happens when other nations around the world, and especially competitor nations, get those drones as well? Could they themselves become targets, these American leaders, of their own drone proliferation? It's a question worthy of examination, and one they may not have thought of yet. But I think some of them listen, so this program may start them thinking. Because now that the technology has moved well beyond the control of the United States into many other hostile nations, some of which have had citizens killed by U.S. drones. Think about it if you're listening. My. Continuing. Epidermal electronics. The devices consist of ultra-thin electrodes, electronics, sensors, and wireless power and communication systems. In theory, they would attach to the skin and record and transmit electrophysiological measurements for medical purposes. That's in theory, of course. In reality, they may transmit the 666 mark. You can use a rubber stamp to just deliver the ultra-thin mesh electronics directly to the surface of the skin, said a researcher. The researchers also found that they could use commercially available spray-on bandage products to add a thin protective layer and bond the system to the skin.
My. The last days, the end times. They sure are 666. Here, continuing. Cleric in Egypt vows Islamic flag will be raised above the White House, the American White House. A sermon by an Islamic cleric before hundreds in Egypt captured this promise from a leading cleric. Quote, "It's only a matter of time before the flag of Islam flies above the White House. I swear to Allah, Almighty, Sharia will be implemented. I tell you, not only in Egypt, Sharia will be implemented in and govern the entire world." Close quote. Muchman comment, my. You think that report is just propaganda? But let me assure you, they mean it. Continuing. You have falsely been told CO2, carbon dioxide, is just a deadly pollutant, but it's actually a vital nutrient for plant growth that can help reforest the planet and feed the world. Here's what the Obama administration, the Democrats, and the mainstream media people never told you about CO2. CO2 is desperately needed by food crops. That's right. And right now, there is a severe shortage of CO2 on the planet compared to what would be optimum for plants to survive. Some greenhouse operators are actually buying carbon dioxide and injecting it into their greenhouses in order to maximize plant growth. Although you must understand, those are closed systems, so they would need a little more CO2. The science on this is absolutely irrefutable. The CO2 found in our modern-day atmosphere is 340 parts per million. But food crops would grow far faster and better if the concentration of CO2 in our atmosphere were closer to 3 times that much, or 1,000 parts per million or more, or roughly 300% higher than current levels. Watchman comment. So there you have the lie. Too much CO2 is not changing the planet. Too little CO2 is the problem that may be affecting food sources and food stocks. And that makes much more sense in a 666 world that wants control of food and water to get you to take 666, the mark of the world beast system. Continuing. Planned Parenthood starts saturation process in kindergarten? My, oh my. While the White House says sequestration has eliminated funds for children touring the White House, USA's President Obama has no problem spending $350 million federal tax dollars, those are yours and my buckos, by the way, for sexual indoctrination programs starting in kindergarten for those same children. My. What blasphemy. Perverted blasphemy. Continuing. How the U.S. oil gas boom could shake up the global order of things. Without fanfare, China passed the United States last December to become the world's leading importer of oil, the first time in nearly 40 years that the U.S. didn't have that dubious distinction. The same month, North Dakota, Ohio, and Pennsylvania together produced 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. My. More than Iraq exported, don't you know? So where's this lie coming from? Continuing. Texas to demand its physical gold reserves be returned by the Fed. The seizure of privately held savings accounts by the government of Cyprus in order to finance a European Union-led bailout is having reverberations far beyond the shores of that bankrupt nation. In fact, they are being felt as far away as the U.S. state of Texas, where lawmakers there are increasingly concerned that greedy secular progressives in Washington, D.C. might someday consider a similar tactic in order to bail out a federal government which is quickly spending itself into oblivion. As a financial bulwark against such theft, Texas GOP Governor Rick Perry is considering legislation that would return the state's $1 billion in gold reserves currently stored by the Federal Reserve in a vault in New York City. My. At least I think it was city anyway. Continuing. Watchman comment. I have repeatedly said under the Obama administration, America is fast becoming a third world country. This report. The number of Americans who are enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or food stamps, if you will, has increased by 70% since 2008 to 47.8 million Americans, as of December 2012, according to recently published figures by a popular news source. This means a staggering 15% of the American population is receiving food stamps, which is almost double the rate since 1995. Looking at American children, almost half of all American kids receive benefits from SNAP, including nearly 10 million who already live in extreme poverty in America. Watchman comment, do you believe me now? Will you support this program and be my partner and help get this information out that the mainstream media isn't telling you and everybody else? My. Continuing. U.S. on alert for nuclear blast overhead. Space launch vehicle could kill electric grid in America, devastate the entire nation. U.S. officials are quietly expressing concern that North Korea could use its space launch vehicle, and they have one, folks, to explode a high-altitude nuclear device over the United States. Watchmen commenting again, that is the most devastating way to knock out all the electronics that there is. Continuing, this creates an electronic pulse that would destroy major portions of the U.S. electrical grid system as well as the nation's critical infrastructures. The concern is so great that U.S. officials who watch North Korea closely are continually monitoring the status of the North Korean space launch vehicle, whose status could suggest a preemptive nuclear strike against the U.S. Continuing. The current U.S. government under Obama purportedly believes that the Founding Fathers were terrorists. Government agencies such as FEMA are allegedly teaching that the Founding Fathers of America should be considered terrorists. Indeed, the government might consider you a potential terrorist if you take one of the following actions. 1. Speaking out against government policies. 2. Protesting anything, such as participating in the Occupy movement. 3. Questioning war. 4. Having bumper stickers saying things like, know your rights, or lose them. 5. Taking pictures or video. 6. Talking to police officers. 7. Being reverent of individual liberty. 7. Believe in conspiracy theories. 8. Oppose surveillance. Continuing. Arkansas will now require a photo ID to vote. The Republican-led legislature of Arkansas has overridden Governor Mike Beebe's veto of a law that requires a photo ID to vote. Watchman comment, my. That Arkansas legislature is doing what our Senate and Congress should be doing, with an Obama taking an end run around them. Continuing. The vote in the Arkansas State House of Representatives was 52-45 and 21-12 in the Senate. State Representative Stephen Meeks, who sponsored the bill, tells us, we are trying to protect the integrity of one of the most fundamental rights we have here in America, he said. Watchman comment, come on, states, if Arkansas can get it done, you can also. Continuing. Air Force wants new energy weapons to cause non-lethal bio-effects. The Air Force is preparing to spend millions researching how unknown bio-effects happen when the human body is blasted by radio waves and high-powered microwaves, which the Air Force hopes could lead to exotic new energy weapons. My, oh my. 666, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing. DHS excuse for buying billions of rounds of ammo exposed as yet another blatant lie. Responding to a letter from Senator Tom Coburn, the Department of Homeland Security, an agency that has no business being armed in the first place, says it's buying billions of rounds of ammunition in order to significantly lower costs. Oh, boy, if you believe that one, I got a bridge in New York City I'd like to sell you. It goes to Brooklyn. Continuing. It's all about saving money, you see. DHS isn't arming up in anticipation of a shooting war on the streets of America. No. It's not buying thousands of armored assault vehicles for that purpose either. No. No, DHS is only buying all this ammo to save you money, of course. If you believe that one, my. Watchman comment. This response, that it is saving money by DHS, of course, is an obvious lie. Not buying something they do not or should not need is more to the point. Jihad against the American people? Anyone? Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Prophecy Through Time. My dear listening friends, you can send a check or money order made out to Signs to help this program to stay on the air. And yes, if you wish to remain anonymous, just do this, send cash, and leave your return address off. But I assure you, if you send a check with your address, I won't bug you. Either way, do not forget to pray over it, for then God is able to get it through. Well, of course He is. Amen and amen. And also, please pray for others to give as God spoke to you and God speaks to them. Wednesdays desperately need your help right away. The Signs Radio account is low. We may have to cancel Wednesdays. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Get your pen and paper. Here it comes. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 Town is Lyle, spell Lyle, L-I-S-L-E. State is New York, abbreviate N-Y. Zip 13797. Thank you, thank you, thank you, our friends, and bless you, bless you, bless you. Will Sharon and I find your letter of support in Box 122 this week? It sure is always a blessing to hear from our listeners, and only you can keep this program on the air. Now, a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, as I said, Prophecy Through Time, the Hebrew Way, Hosea chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without a teraphim. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and His goodness in the latter days. My, my, my. That means end times, folks. We're in it, don't you know? Continuing our Hebrew teaching. A prayer frequently heard at the conclusion of Orthodox Jewish services is Ani Mam Amin, translated, I believe. The full prayer is, I believe with perfect faith in the coming of the Mashiach, and even though he may tarry, nevertheless, I will wait each day for his coming. We know that Messiah Yeshua, Jesus, did not meet the expectations of the Pharisees at his first coming because they were jealous of him and focused on a victorious king. Little did they know that they were looking at one. Mashiach ben David, one who would rule on the throne of David, bring judgment to the wicked and restore the temple of the kingdom of Israel. So to this day, Orthodox Jews anxiously still await a Messiah's arrival, believing he could come at any time. Now this important prophecy in Hosea chapter 3, often overlooked, speaks of a period of time for many days when Israel would be without a king, or a prince, or a sacrifice, or other religious articles. But that in the latter days, the end times, the Hebrew literally means the end of days, the nation will return and seek the Lord and the Messiah, specifically Mashiach ben David, the Messiah son of David. This time period began with the destruction of the temple in 70 AD and continues right now to the present. But even having missed the first coming of the true truth Messiah Jesus, still the Jewish people nourish a continuing hope and expectation for another coming, which is included regularly in their liturgy. This is a very dangerous situation for the Orthodox Jews, setting them up to receive a false Messiah, the Antichrist, because although they endured exile and persecution over many generations, they have continued in their false, unwavering hope of a coming that has already happened. The true truth may be that because of the confused minds of the Orthodox Jews, they will most likely receive the Antichrist, since they have already rejected the real Christ, endangering their souls. My dear listening friends, in light of this example of persevering hope among the Jewish people, how much more expectant and hopeful ought we, saved Christians, to be already truly those who know him and know he is coming again for us, his sheep, and for the Jews who rejected Christ's first coming, but at Christ's second coming, will they be goats? My. He who was resurrected from the dead, Jesus, is the hope of glory. As the earth continues to groan, and so do we. Let's keep our focus where it really belongs, folks. He is coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now are preached all or call in a church service.
You need to turn to Jesus Christ right now. Amen. Do not allow your faith to go unto the false way, the corrupted way, the way that is already damned, the wide path that leads to destruction. But come unto Jesus, who is the narrow way, who is that narrow gate, hallelujah, that you might enter in unto the road that goes unto the kingdom of life and of God.
My friends, because each science program is listener-supported, that is the only biblical way science can stay on the air, and science needs your support. The address to send your response as God touches your heart to sustain signs will be spoken in just a moment, and your loving support is desperately needed. But first, please tune in this coming Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to frequency 9350. It's been coming in really good this year. That's 9350 Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time zone. And that Wednesday night program desperately needs your support. So if you send it, please tell me in your letter that it's for Wednesday nights. But don't take from your giving to 4840 to do it, please. I can't keep Wednesdays on and lose 4840. It's a better frequency. Here is the letter sent to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, from Illinois. Brother Johnson, reception very clear, Saturdays, 4840. God bless all of you at Signs Radio. Please keep me in your prayers. Thank you. Brother Johnson responds, come on, listeners, this brother needs a healing. Let's pray. Lord God, touch our brother right now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen his heart and heal his body in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Bless you, brother. God knows your name. Thank you for your support. And another letter from Virginia this time. May God bless you in every way. Thank you for your prayers for me and my dad. And there was enclosed a love offering to help Science Radio. Brother Johnson replies, please, all listening right now, pray with me again for this brother and his dad. They need it. Father God, in Jesus' name, we again cover this father and son in holy prayers. Touch them, Lord, from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Anoint them, Lord, with the oil of joy and gladness. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Oh, my friends, I could pray much longer, but there's not much time on this program. So now, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. It is such a blessing to hear from our listeners. Please pray about writing Sharon and I this week. And please remember to pray for us. We pray for you. Be assured, for we truly love you all.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.